What's up, everyone? Thanks for tuning in to another episode. In fact, this one will be a lot more relatable for you mums out there, or even just someone who's really, really busy. So if you're actually trying to lose weight currently, stick around. I'm actually going to share exactly what one of our clients, Nazia, did. She's a mum and she also works full time. So she was run ragged every single day before she came to us, and still is to some degree, but she's lost 2 dress sizes. In a matter of months now, I believe it's about 3.5 months now she's been with us, and she's been transforming. And what I'm going to share with you just now is stuff that I would like for you to be inspired by, but then don't just listen to it and take action, because every other week we get the same people DMing asking about a new method, a new thing they've seen, and they're the ones that have messaged us for years and have not made any progress at all. I mean, I even shared an email from someone who followed us on Instagram, and just using our tips, following our tips and advice over the last couple of months, she's lost a bunch of weight, and it was a really inspiring email, you know. So take something from these emails. Now, Nazia came to us because she'd been kind of back and forth with us on Instagram. And the usual stuff, right? Most people, when they join us, they just hold it off for a long time, whereas they could have just, you know, transformed in a matter of months. But I don't blame her, because she had a lot going on. So she eventually joined us, and one of the biggest things for her was exercise, because she thought she'd have to exercise, work out. And again, I need to stress, that's not how it works here. I said to her, listen, what can you manage? Okay, how much time can you manage realistically? And then from there, I built everything out for her, and then gave her access to 2 female coaches as well for the support, so that anytime she needed help, it's at her fingertips. With the nutrition, it was more about looking at, first of all, who she cared for at home, and secondly, the foods that she enjoyed and was able to eat consistently, because she also worked, but her job required her to move around quite a bit. So I couldn't really say to her, okay, let's make, you know, gourmet lunches where you sit down. It was more about quick things, you know, sandwiches, wraps, quick items that she can make use of when she's on the go, or if she's only got, you know, 10 minutes to herself. So it was more about looking at how can we make life easier, not how can we make her eat healthier, but how can we make her eat healthier and make life easier for her. That was the biggest thing. That's what she came to us for. So what we got her doing, which was kind of the big one really, which can be a little bit tricky, but if you pay attention to it, you can do it, is we got her to, first of all, increase her steps, but sleeping better. Because the problem is, most people struggle with cravings, they complain about cravings, etc. But they're the same people who sit and watch TV all night, and Netflix, you know, TV shows, dramas, etc. And it's like, no wonder, you know. So we got her to just tune out a little bit from TV and get to bed 30 minutes earlier. Now, the impact that this had was profound. She actually woke up day to day feeling better. She had more energy. Yes, just 30 bloody minutes, right? And her cravings went down. Now, what happens when your cravings go down is you naturally save calories because you don't eat more, right? So if you're struggling with your cravings and you're trying to lose weight, don't look at your Chloe Ting workouts or the Oxy Shred nonsense, right? Just look at, how can I stop eating the junk? How can I stop that supply first? If you can do that, then I absolutely promise you, you're going to be well on your way. So look at that. And in most cases for people, it's their sleep patterns. And all we did, we got her sleeping a bit early and she felt phenomenal. Now here's the kicker, right? Here's the thing that's going to shock you. That's all we did. We got her to move more. We got her to sleep a little bit better. Yes, we refined her nutrition. And with the exercise, I believe she was only able to train on a Friday and a Tuesday. She's changing up now because her work hours are going to be cut because she wants to take more time for her family. Well, that's all. 2 workouts. And they were home workouts. Okay, let that sink in. That's all. And we got her doing that consistently. Obviously, we changed things up for her. And at any point did she not feel like this was a struggle or a diet? Was she deprived, etc.? In fact, she's already planning out what she wants to do for the rest of the year. She's told us that she wants to work on this and she wants to achieve a goal. So we speak a lot on hiking within our group. So we try to encourage our clients to do things outside the box. So like badminton, swimming, and doing extra sports, and a lot of them do it. But the one And it's propelled by our coach, Shamim, who's one of the client support team members here. She spoke about this with me, and I try to get it out to people as well, is hiking and walking and doing long distance stuff where you put your body through a little bit of stress is not even good physically, but mentally as well. So she said that she wants to take part in one of these hikes that our local group does in our area. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. So we're going to get her there. Let me repeat one more time, okay? She's an individual who's a busy mom, got kids, and she's got a lot going on, right? She's not someone who's got all the time in the world, because at the end of the day, like how you spend your money, that's up to you. That's none of my business, right? But if you invest it in a coach, not just us, but if you invest it in a coach to better your health, that's the most rewarding thing you can do. Because what you're doing is you are shaving months back doing this yourself. You're getting that guidance, and that's exactly what she did. And we're thrilled to continue, smashing it with her. So I just wanted to share that with you because it's nothing crazy. I didn't give her any advanced metabolic, muscle fiber type training workouts, none of that stuff, okay? Good old simple, keeping it simple with the nutrition, moving a little bit more, sleeping, but I wanted to use a practical example. So anyone who's listening to this who can resonate, understand that you can achieve the same stuff. But the problem or the thing that's holding you back is patience, it's consistency. You know, y'all want to eat healthy for a week and then check your weight. I don't think she even checked her weight at all. In fact, she checked it for the first few weeks, but now she doesn't even care. And post Ramadan, her weight did go up, but she didn't panic and it's come back down. So there you have it. Okay, my client's success. One individual did ask about photos. So we share photos seldom because we work with South Asian females predominantly. So a lot of them don't like, and a lot of them dress modestly, so they want their photos up. We do them on request only. So you'll find a number of our client testimonials on our website and Google. That's all there. But a large proportion of them are kept behind hidden doors. You can only see them on request if the individual is comfortable that it's a female requesting them. So if you do want to see what a lot of our clients are up to, do reach out, and Coach Amna will reach out to you, and she'll put you in touch with one of the clients. Okay, so that's me done now. Take care for now.